Okay.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Team Lunch. I am Brett Winterville from Radio America, in for Greg Corumbus, joined by Jim Garrity from National Review Online. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing pretty good. This is a new jazzy intro to the Three Martini Lunch. I like it, and it fits well with the good martini today.
It sure does. That good martini, a shocking one. Neil Ferguson, writing in Newsweek, hit the road, Barack. They want Barack Obama to get going. What's going on here, Jim?
Niall Ferguson is a British columnist, certainly a man of the right. I think there are a couple interesting ramifications of this. The article is not really unbelievably groundbreaking. I think that those of us who are not fans of President Obama have known many good reasons to not vote for him for quite some time now. However, the kind of what's significant about it is seeing it on the cover of Newsweek. Now, obviously, Newsweek is a publication that's been in trouble for a while. There's been a rumor that the print edition may end entirely in the coming year. Also kind of indicates there's been a lot of trouble at Newsweek in recent months. And we've seen them really go out, you know, try all kinds of nutty ideas on the cover images. Remember, we had Michelle Bachmann with the crazy eyes.
Oh.
Andrew Sullivan's essay declaring that Barack Obama was the first gay president.
Right.
And then, you know, also recently they had the 101 best restaurants in the world. Obviously, this one screams Tina Brown to me, the editor of Newsweek, because there's no recession going on, right, Brett? You know, everything's fine. Nobody, because, you know, I want to hear all about luxury restaurants that I'll never be able to dine in myself. And also the photo imagery was a woman's lips and asparagus, and some found it a little suggestive. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to sexualize asparagus, I think you really have reached bottom of a magazine covers. And let me just check. Yes, that will not be the cover image on National Review next
okay.
month. So I think this kind of shows the desperation of Newsweek. They've tried everything. Now they're finally trying conservatism. they're so desperate, they're even willing to entertain arguments against President Obama. And remember, this is the magazine that, on a previous cover story by Andrew Sullivan, was "Why are Obama's critics so dumb?" So I guess sometime between then and now, they've realized some of Obama's critics aren't that dumb, because otherwise, why would you put them on the cover of Newsweek?
Well, listen, that is indeed a very, very good martini. And I'm, you know, look, hey, I can't, I'm not going to worry about why they're coming around to the conversion. I'm happy they are coming around to the conversion. And let's hope that this is the start of a beautiful relationship, though I'm not really going to hold my breath, expecting that. Listen, I have to bring the next one in with a serious and severe warning. This is not just a bad martini. This is a super bad martini. This may be the worst martini I've seen in a very, very long time. This one is being served up out of the show me state, or maybe the tell me state, the state of Missouri. Congressman Todd Akin, abortion, legitimate rape. Well, what's going on here, Jim Garrity?
Sure. They just had a Senate primary out there. It was a hard fought primary, and Congressman Todd Akin was the winner. He is the nominee to take on Claire McCaskill, the incumbent Democrat senator, who most polls indicate looks very, very vulnerable. So this is one of those, you know, a great GOP takeover opportunity, except that this weekend, Congressman Akin did an interview with KTVI out in Missouri. And he's talking about why he opposes abortion in all instances, including cases of rape and incest, a position that is a minority, but I think most people would find could be very principled. But in the process of explaining it, he says, if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to shut the whole thing down, indicating that apparently he believes the pregnancy from rape is fairly rare. Now, that the statistics don't quite hold that up. He said he heard this from a doctor, and if I were him, I'd find another doctor, because apparently there's really not much scientific basis for that at all. The Romney campaign has already said it's entirely without merit and he should correct it. Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts has said it's time for Todd Akin to withdraw from the Senate race and for Missouri Republicans to find some sort of alternative. There are ways to do this. The ballots are not yet printed up. It's a little complicated. But I think you're going to hear more and more Republicans basically saying Todd Akin should not be the standard bearer for the party in Missouri. Because, one, I think this jeopardizes a very winnable race. And as Phil Klein of the Washington Examiner said not long ago, okay, let's just say this is a one-off, but do you really want to put Todd Akin in the Senate for 6 years where he may set back the pro-life cause with similar inexcusable comments? And I think that Missouri Republicans are probably looking very seriously at this option right now. This may not be the worst gaffe ever made in these things, but I mean, look, this, you can just see the attack ads being made about this, and probably with a certain amount of legitimacy, that this is a spectacularly misinformed opinion of such things. And if you're going to oppose abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, boy, you know, I'd hope you'd have all your facts straight, you know, to defend that view. Otherwise, you're only going to discredit the entire pro-life cause. So we will see what happens with this. Hour by hour, it seems like more Republicans come out and are trying to nudge Todd Akin towards the door. Hopefully we'll see something, perhaps a better standard bearer for the pro-life cause and for the Republican cause in Missouri. Because as it is now, this just seems like a just unbelievably large looming unforced error for Republicans in Missouri.
Yeah, it is ugly all the way around. I am going to pour out the remainder of this particular very, very bad martini. And I'm going to move kind of curiously towards this this very weird martini. What's that sound I hear in the distance? I'm hearing
There's
a congressman in the state of Kansas named Yoder, and he made a trip a year ago to Israel and decided skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee with congressional staff. What's going on here, Jim Garrity?
Sure. August 18th, 2011, Representative Kevin Yoder of Kansas is on what they call a CODEL, a congressional delegation. You're going off to visit other countries during the congressional break. Usually, you know, the members of Congress will insist this is not taxpayer-paid vacations. This is meant to be legitimate opportunities to meet foreign lawmakers, to learn more about issues of foreign policy, to kind of, you know, become better informed about U.S. issues, you know, national security issues and such. Apparently, alcohol was involved. He had wine at dinner but was not drunk, and he dove into the Sea of Galilee without a swimsuit. This is, you know, a holy site where Jesus walked on water. Now, here's the thing. You can swim. It's a big lake. It's exceptionally salty. It's why they call it the Dead Sea. It's actually almost difficult to swim in because of the intense salt content of there. I have swam in it myself. Now, I got to tell you, Brett, I really don't know if I would have needed an exfoliation right there. It does seem like a rather reckless and it's just bad taste. I mean, like you know, swimsuits are there for a reason, sure. And why I kind of, you know, this is just it just looks immature and frat boyish and just flat out not appropriate. And so I, you know, he's apologized. It doesn't also help that Yoder was the only person to remove all of his clothes.
Oh, no.
Because, like, if everybody's doing it, well, you know, I thought it was some peer pressure. Like, no, you can't even argue that. So,
never want to be the
really,
first.
You know, it was worth it. No sign that this will lead to some sort of, like, massive you know, pressure for resignation or anything. He's running unopposed for reelection in Kansas's 3rd district. But this is just not the kind of behavior you want to see in your lawmakers. And it just comes across as, you know, just you know, immature and inappropriate and just bad judgment on the part of the congressman.
So it's fair to say we're all for transparency, but we don't need the naked truth.
Yes. Financial transparency, congressman. Financial transparency. We should emphasize that. I have nothing to hide will be his reelection slogan.
That's right. Well, let me tell you something, Jim Garrity. We are off to a rousing start on this week of the Three Martini Lunch. I can't even imagine what's going to be coming up tomorrow. But what do you say we get together again? We sit down and figure out what's gone on in the 24 hours in between. For Greg Corumbus over at Radio America, I am Brett Winterbull. That's Jim Garrity from National Review Online. It's the Three Martini Lunch. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Havana ranana, Havana ranana.